Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Oh, bet your sweet asses we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover. How was your week?
Lover, my week. My week was decent.
We tried that warming lube.
Yes, we did. We tried a warming lubricant from I think it was the KY brand. We were boning, and you're rarely in need of any lubricant.
Dry as a bone, I was.
It was so rare. You've got one of the wettest vaginas in all the land.
Thank you. I think I was dehydrated, but that's neither here
nor there. Oh, we're both hideously dehydrated. So we got to fumbling, and it was.
But I didn't know it was warming lube.
No. I said, let me just grab something from the dresser drawer there, and it was a bit of a surprise. I think you thought your hands were on fire.
I was like, my hand is burning.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's sexy. You like it.
Yeah. This is what the kids are using, the warming lubes.
I wonder if that's like, is that good for me to have that jammed into my body?
No. Those were certainly some carcinogens in those chemicals. But, you know, it's not, that won't be what does us in, I'm pretty sure.
No. You know who else is hot like lube?
Oh, you bet. He's a Brooklyn-based singer, songwriter, and musician.
That's right. His glorious band, Savoir Adore, is dropping their latest album on August 12th, next Friday, and playing a show at the Bowery Ballroom that very same night. We're fully erect to welcome Paul Hammer.
Wow. Hey.
Hello. Guys, what an introduction.
Thank you for joining us, man.
What'd you think of the lube talk?
Cheers.
Beautiful. I've seen that in Dwayne Reed, and I'm like, is it like, how hot does it get?
It's scary.
Is it really hot?
It's not too hot that you'd need to like run your hand under cold water. It's just because it's not an open flame. You start to wonder why it's tingling like
right.
that.
Right.
And I've also, I mean, I jerked off with it a couple times when we first got it, but that was the first time we had ever used it.
Testing it out.
And I think it's better for jerking off.
Like, why is this lube empty?
The orifices are generally a warm area to begin with.
That's true.
Unless you're into some necrophilia, but.
I think it is for jerking off, though.
I think
like
so.
Like you were saying.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
It's for solo. Because then it's bad. Like sometimes you get that cold lotion if it's just been sitting out in the open.
Freezing cold. Lotion.
Yeah. You take it out of the freezer and try to. That's where you keep your jerking lotions.
So we're a classy podcast.
Hell yeah. So we like to wine and dine our guests.
We do.
We asked Paul his favorite bev.
And he said Narragansett, but any beer will do.
Yes, and Narragansett is a great choice, but we couldn't get our hands on it.
No, we were in Tribeca this morning, and they don't have Narragansett anywhere.
But Bitburger is a solid brew.
Delish.
Bitburger.
Delicious.
Germany's number one draft beer, it says.
There you go.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Ooh.
Oh, we heard.
Hi. Oh. From the
a ghost
shadows.
From up in.
Just working
that
on the
amazing.
Foley, guys.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Great Foley work.
That was great.
Thank you.
So you're a cheap date.
I am a cheap date. I'm
like
just an easy, simple date.
Yeah.
All around.
I actually would say the same about myself, too. I think if someone just was offering, like, I'm going to grab some beer, there's really not too many beers I wouldn't drink.
Of course not. But if somebody says you can have any drink you want, you could also be like, I want a fucking milkshake.
It's also an overwhelming question.
It is.
Because then I got that. I was like, boozy milkshake? That seems like a lot of work, but I would drink it.
Yeah. And we would make it. We would have made it.
But we'd hate you.
Right.
Yeah.
We would.
There's
make it
a
simple.
Price.
Yeah. We would resent you for that, but we would make it.
I want to play a quick game in our wine and dine segment we've never done just because you're here.
Sweet.
Yes.
So either me, Diana, Murph, or Haas has kissed your sister. You have to guess which one.
I think Murph. No, but
no.
you.
No.
Wait, huh?
It's Haas.
What? Really?
What's up, bro?
I didn't know why I thought in the totally wrong order.
Yeah. No, but it made sense.
I'm out of here.
It makes sense to pick Haas last in that situation almost always.
Yeah, shout out to your sister, Paul.
Jane Hammer,
we love
you.
Really, really soft, lovely lips.
Wow.
And
Haas, that's enough.
That's enough. There's no need to go into details. No. You were picked last. No need to go.
Sorry,
if you were picked first, you could maybe share some details.
He's like, it can't be that guy in the closet.
Not the Foley artist who's cracking
door.
Beers.
Oh, man. Thank you for humoring me.
Oh,
it's a fun game.
Yes.
Single? Not single.
No, not single. Married.
Not single. Married. Newly-ish married.
How's it going?
6 months. Great.
You like being married?
I do. I do, especially because our relationship was a long-distance relationship before that for like 2 years. So to go from that to just being together all the time— It's great.
Yeah.
And then the marriage thing on top of it.
It's kind of nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
That sounds like a strong relationship.
Have that locked down.
It just kind of all works out. If it's also simultaneously, like, I finally like settle down into a nice apartment that I live in, and like we have our, I don't know, it just everything sort of happened at once in a very positive way. So I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, you feel like you like have a real life.
Yeah, I got the sweet ring.
Yes, Murph doesn't wear a ring.
I don't do a ring. I just don't really like. Hey, did you just start to just forget that it's even that?
I thought I was gonna hate it because I never did the class ring thing either, and it also gets in the way, like it hits the guitar and stuff. But
oh yes,
I just got used to it.
Yep. You're an actual musician.
Yes,
so you actually touch things.
Yeah. Yes. No, my fingers staring just dangle. My fingers are all over that warming lubricant, so I don't think I should wear a ring. Yeah. Might melt.
Sure, it'll just slide right off.
Explode. Oh, man. All right. Well, we're married, too. Mm.
Yeah, we did that.
That happened.
That happened. What do you say we slide over to Sexy Science?
Let's do it. Ooh.
What the hell do we do here, lover?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines to discuss your hearts and parts.
That's right. Some topical business here. This one comes to us from Mashable. The title of this article is Study: People Who Listen to Music Out Loud Have More Sex.
Great audio clip for
people
that.
People who listen to Ray Parker Jr. Have more sex.
Okay. Have more sex?
It's true. I mean, can't he listen has to music a lot of while, sex.
No, you don't. You like?
It's
you like,
distracting.
Really?
Because in college,
I've heard this from a couple musicians actually.
It all got ruined for me when a girl was like hooking up NYU, and she's like, "I'm gonna put on some music," and I'm like, "Okay, cool." You like this time I wasn't like anti putting on music, and then she puts on Creed.
No.
And I left.
Yeah.
I had to leave.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Deal breaker. And then from then on, I was like, anytime someone's like, I'm going to put on some music, I just like have these like PTSD flashbacks. And I'm next thing I'm on the street, you know.
That's so wide open.
Can't do it.
No, that's no
legs
good.
Wide open.
Legs wide open.
That's amazing. I love that that's like a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, like basically this is saying, this guy, I'm just going to tell you about this article because it's so ridiculous. According to Mashable, if your home is filled with music, it may also be full of togetherness, happiness, and a little more sex. So these are the results of a new study called Music Makes It Home, sponsored by, this is really shocking, Sonos, Apple, and Apple Music.
Really?
Oh, now, when studies are sponsored, I wonder if the legitimacy of that.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah. So if you're getting ready to call bullshit on this, though, there is legit neuroscientists behind the data. Steve Jobs, he's no longer with us. Former musician Daniel J. Levitin, the author of the highly regarded This Is Your Brain on Music, The Science of a Human Obsession. He says throughout most of the world and for most of human history, music making was as natural an activity as breathing and walking, and everyone participated.
So his point is basically that the closer we can get to our shared musical primal roots, the closer we get to our real selves, which is just a bunch of cavemen who have sex.
Yeah.
Right. Mm.
This seems like real dumb.
Yeah, I think so. We like to have music on in the home.
We never fuck to music,
but not fucking to music. No, we don't.
I feel like that's not cool sounding, though. I feel like you're supposed to be like, I have this awesome sex playlist.
Yeah, I want to hear the. I want to hear the sloshing, the grunts, the groans.
Yeah,
I go for audiobooks.
Audiobooks.
Yeah,
keeps me focused.
The Diary of Anne Frank. You liked that one?
Yeah, wow, that really set the mood, huh?
Absolutely.
Haz loves that.
Yeah,
told me about it. I think you made out to your sister to that.
To that.
Mm.
Yeah, it did.
The Diary of Anne
Frank. I'll confirm
Frank.
With her, yeah.
I just feel like it's too much
read by
work.
Fran Drescher.
Let's just say that's not the only thing hiding in the attic. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow. Ooh, no.
Is that a Flowers in the Attic reference?
Not totally sure what that's.
I don't understand what that means.
I'll mull it over. I'll get back to you.
That's about my dick.
Your dick's in the attic.
Okay, your dick's in the attic.
It's like R. Kelly song or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sounds
or he's
like
in the closet. Was his dick in the closet?
Yeah.
With him.
Attached.
He was in
a box in the closet.
Right. Okay.
I can't keep it straight.
There were some flowers in the attic.
It makes it, when you say my dick is in the attic, it makes me think it's like inverted.
Yeah. That sounds
straight up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
straight up. Now tell me, where's your dick?
It's inside my, bumping against my liver. Yeah. I think most people like to kind of set the mood maybe before the actual sex. You get in, say if you're like bringing a young lady home, a young man home, you put on tunes in the apartment. It's like, let's have a drink and listen to something.
Well, it seems like it's either a new thing or it's an old thing and you have something you guys both like.
Yep. Right.
Like, you're like, get out the Rod Stewart album. We're making love.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Got this one record just crusty.
Yes.
Crusty. Yeah.
It's crusty Rod Stewart album.
You're in a studio
Do you think
apartment.
I'm sexy? Yeah. Well, what do you say we slide over to listener love, huh?
Let's do it.
Listen, a mailbag.
So, Paul, our listeners reach out to us. They email us, tweet at us. Sometimes they grab us on the train and ask us fucked up questions.
Dying for information. That's awesome.
We're bad at giving advice. We hope you can help us a little bit.
Okay.
Can I say one thing before we start?
Please.
Because I'm so dehydrated, because it's a million degrees in New York right now, I'm like wasted and I've had half a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have sand forming in my mouth.
Great. All right. So, Haas, who do we have first?
Our first question is from Mary H. in Hoboken via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Mara says, I woke up after passing out from Xanax and wine, and my cat, Lydia Dietz, was licking my pussy.
Great name. Great name.
Amazing name.
Is she a fucking pervert?
She's an animal.
The cat is named after Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
Also, you know, I don't know how intuitive cats are, but if you're like passing out alone on Xanax and wine, maybe you're, I mean, we've all passed out on Xanax and wine plenty of times. No, issues of consent come up, I guess, even with the animal kingdom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think the cat is in love with her, or you think it just is like, you know, like dogs sniff your crotch?
Yeah.
Dogs love the junk. They love the junk.
They do love the junk.
They're not trying to be pervs. They're just like getting in there.
I think if you're passed out fully naked and with legs spread open.
Exactly.
The cat probably just, came over for a sniff and went for it.
So is she a fucking pervert? I don't think your cat's a pervert.
No.
No. I mean, Olivia's not a pervert.
If we want to hold, I love that name for a cat. Such a good name. If we were going to hold animals to the same standards as humans, which we don't, but legally,
then
she should.
They'd have to wear clothes.
They would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which they do sometimes. Those little sweaters on dogs or something else.
Oh, those are real cute.
Also, you don't want a cat. I'd prefer it be a dog, too, though. The cat's got that fucking scratchy tongue.
No.
It's true. Cats that could hurt.
That's bumpy.
That's true, but dogs feel
dogs
too close.
Dogs can move a little quicker, too.
They do. You know? Oh, yeah.
That feels too close to a human. Like, I feel like I'm
too close to you.
They do that reverse tongue thing, too, which might get really interesting.
Ooh, the waves.
Right?
All right. Waves. You're painting a picture, and I'm liking it.
Olivia, buy a dog.
Yeah. Get a dog.
Name him something awesome.
Yeah. Maybe Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, Lydia Dietz and
Beetlejuice. Is that the
final answer? Otho.
Get a dog.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's great advice.
Who else do we have?
Our second inquiry is from Chris F. on Long Island via our email, menageatrois.radio.
Put a little pep in your step here.
I thought I was very pep.
Haas, get your dick out of the attic and get your head in the game.
Yeah.
Our second inquiry is from Chris F. on Long Island via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. C. Friend asks, my wife goes to bed early, so we rarely make love, but she has insomnia. So I always wake up in the middle of the night to her reading Wikipedia.
What?
It's really annoying. I want sex, not facts. Any tips?
This is a shocker.
You gotta take advantage of that little 3 a.m. Wikipedia session.
Yes. She's down a Wikipedia rabbit hole. You come out.
Right?
You can have sex to an article about, you know, I don't know, diabetes or something, whatever she's reading up on.
Yeah, Chris, you don't have to do it before bed. You can do it in the middle of the night. That's what I'm saying. The middle of the night is the best. Oh, I love it.
It's like reverse afternoon delight, right?
Yes.
What do they call that?
Midnight delight.
Twilight
delight?
I think that's got to be his. You know what he should do? He should put an article about something. Just stage it. So when she opens her laptop at 2 a.m., it's like.
Twilight delight.
You know, what's the sexiest thing? Like, it's like. I don't know, spicy tomato sauce, just throw that up on the Wikipedia.
Oh, it's so good. Or you could probably, if you know that night, if you edit articles that she tends to look at, because, you know, it'll eventually get deleted.
Subliminal messages.
But you slide in there, into us about a marinara sauce article or whatever.
Murph, I had a similar thought, because I feel like when I'm on Wikipedia, sometimes I'll go down on this rabbit hole, right?
Yeah.
Clicking through one thing to the next. So maybe start out, like, be like, hey, let's talk about Ben Franklin. Look something up. Find out about how he was a pervert. I don't know. Just keep going further and further towards sex.
They had to all be perverts,
they were all
right?
perverts. Okay. Yeah. I feel like.
Must have been. They were so, you know, what else was there to do?
Yeah.
Invent.
And having to, like, suppress.
Invent and fuck. That's it.
Ben Franklin, when he was in Paris, fucked.
Yeah.
He also had wooden teeth, which I will never get over.
You really have wooden teeth?
Yeah. Like, can you even imagine just having a piece of wood in your mouth all the time?
You just have one big one? A little wood indeed.
Because why do a bunch of little? Yeah. You might as well at that point just do one big.
Yeah.
They're probably carved to be separated, but dentures are like a piece, right? You put in a denture.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know.
One piece, just like chiseled to look like.
I would ask for one. I'd go for one.
Be cooler.
One big slab of wood, oak.
Oak's a good one.
Give me a polished finish.
Get hardwood on the top. You know?
I do like a balsa. It'd be really soft.
Oh, nice.
You could change it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once a week, it just shatters.
The original grill. Sorry. Haz, what were you saying?
What did Chris want to know from New Jersey? Where is he?
He's trying.
Long Island.
You can have sex at the twilight hour. You have sex in the afternoon hour. You don't have to have sex right before bed if she goes to bed early.
Also, sex and facts are not mutually exclusive.
No.
You should foster your wife's thirst for knowledge.
Sexy facts.
Yes.
And take advantage of the fact they are both up.
That's
in the
what you do. You tap on it. Just be like, did you know? Just get a few facts lined up, but she's going to just look at you like, oh, my God.
Become her Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Chrisipedia?
Oh, if she wakes up in the middle of the night with her insomnia, you just start spouting off facts and be like, come back to bed.
She'll lose it.
Let me tell you about Lewis and Clark.
Wild. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, get a divorce.
those are your options. Haz, do we have anyone else?
We do. Lastly, we got a message on Facebook from someone who wishes to remain anonymous.
Okay.
All right.
Now, these are always the best.
Anon wonders. I look of the photo of Chris Farley dead every day. What's wrong with me?
I see why you remain anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. So there's a typo, but this person is saying they look at...
The photo, that was taken
Chris
of Farley
after he died.
Yeah.
This is not a sex and relationships based question.
No.
But we can still delve into
it. But maybe it is. I mean, I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, Anonymous chose to go to our Facebook page with this, so I'm assuming that Anonymous wasn't even comfortable fully going the distance, which is that they're into morbid things.
Right.
I think a morbid
celebrity. And I touch myself.
Yes.
He just left that part out.
Left that part
or
out.
Cheated.
Yeah.
Cheated a little bit.
Yeah.
This has got to be a he.
I think it does, I think. I think a morbid curiosity is normal.
Yes.
But I think you would want to, there are probably lines that you don't want to cross.
Yeah. I also hope you're being a little hyperbolic, because, I mean, if you literally look at it every single day, then there's some obsession there.
Yeah.
Can I say something that might be controversial?
You always should.
People are so anti-necrophilia. I get that it's really weird, but it's, the most victimless.
Yeah.
Sex thing. Like, I would take that 10 out of 10 over any kind of weird rapey shit.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You're just like, okay, that's really weird.
If I met someone who did that and then I met someone next to them who was like a rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go hang out with the necrophiliac.
Oh, sure.
Certainly.
Yeah, pick their brain.
Yeah. Be like, so how'd you get into it?
Yeah.
You know?
What was the first time you realized?
Or is it just sort of like, you always knew?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think it's not probably.
Get boners at funerals? Did
your hand fall asleep and you jerked off with it?
Oh, what's that called?
The stranger. Yeah. AKA the necrophiliac.
You sit on your hand until
it's a gateway necrophiliac.
Yes, it is. That is a gateway.
It's pot.
I would certainly donate my body to necrophiliacs just so that they wouldn't have to dig up graves and upset loved ones that are still alive.
Because
it's victimless unless.
Yeah, does it go both ways?
What do you mean?
Like, because
dead people have sex with live people?
No, I mean.
I sure hope.
Sometimes.
There are ghosts fondling us all day. We know that.
There's TV shows about that. But no, I mean, because I just automatically assumed it's always men having sex with women. But isn't there also rigor mortis?
Some rigor mortis, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So are there.
Pump me up, put a stint in. You know, you could do.
The eternal boner.
Yes.
I would call it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Who knows, though? On SVU, which is my favorite show,
mm-hmm.
There was one where a uniform cop is like, oh, you could tell this guy was fucking when he died because he's got a hard-on. And Stabler goes, no, actually, an erection is a common side effect of rigor mortis.
Mm.
So I think a lot of
there you go.
Yeah.
Dead people do get boners. But I don't think dead women get wet.
No, that's where the warming lube comes out. Yeah,
you
definitely need the warming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's That's a
you know, that's how it was originally invented. Like some guy at like the conference room table was like, well, I think that maybe, and everyone looked at him and they were
like, what do you mean? You having sex with a lot of cold vaginas?
Exactly. He's like, no.
What have you been doing down at the morgue?
They gave him a raise immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my favorite conversation we've ever had.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to answer this question.
Thank you, Anonymous. There's no real answer to this.
A nice thank you.
Yeah. Just a thanks. Just thanks for being you.
Boom.
Oh, well, we answered all of those questions, I think.
We really helped people, thanks to Paul Hammer.
Paul gave some great advice. We do now have some questions, though, for Paul in a little segment we call Six Sections.
So this is kind of stressful.
Okay. No,
it's six rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay.
You just answer as quickly as you can.
Stretch first?
Yeah, get a stretch in.
Take a sip.
I'm going to crack a few things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. crack.
All right,
that's
my knuckles.
Oh, God.
What?
I hate that noise.
I can't quite crack mine. Can you Foley that in later?
I did that on the elevator coming up here, and it was dead quiet, and I did it as if it was totally normal, and everyone looked at me.
Really?
And I was like...
Well, it's Midtown.
I guess, yeah. I like
that Midtown crowd.
I do sometimes feel a little bit weird. Like, I got a look on the subway for my floral shirt from this young kid who was playing a Game Boy. He was
in
like...
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know.
That's a great summer look.
I think so.
I mean,
for our listeners at home, Paul's wearing a lovely shirt.
And for that judgmental kid, go to hell.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I almost wanted to say, like, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, do you like it?
That's why.
Is that a weird thing to ask a small child in the subway?
Right. Do you
hey,
like
man,
it?
You like my shirt?
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can't.
You can't.
No. I'm glad that's like somewhere in my brain. Yeah. My intelligence has gone. Yeah. Like, I was like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah.
That's when I put like curses on people.
That's
what, mentally?
Yeah, I'm like, it'd be frowned upon to like say anything, so I just put a curse on them.
Yeah.
Watch out, everyone.
Yeah. All right.
So six rapid-fire sex questions. Answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Starting now. If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Ooh, chaise lounge.
Amazing. Ooh. What's the sexiest animal?
Falcon.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oof, Jordana Brewster.
What U.S. president would you bomb?
Obama. Come on.
69 or 420?
What's a 420? Weed. Oh, wait, this is like weed. Oh. 69.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
With legs wide open.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, six sections.
Amazing,
Paul Hammer. Woo. Those were wonderful.
You passed.
You nailed that.
That's the good news.
The Chaise Lounge.
I was really hoping a 420 was something like
that. I know. I want to know what it is now. Let's throw out the weed thing and what would it be
it's
sexual?
It's when you like.
Oh, yeah.
Both smoke.
Oh,
your genitals
out of your
smoke
gents.
A little bit, yeah.
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 Oh,
I your genitals hide.
I'd put like a really thin joint. I'd put the end of that in
super.
My pee hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
or
try
maybe
to try
like
to
a gravity bong?
Just try to suck in. Yeah.
Smoke each other.
Yeah.
Oh, like that kind of thing?
I don't know.
No, it wouldn't work.
What's the math on that? What's 69 times 7, 14, 21?
What?
Never. Well, is 69
How
times 3, 420?
Yeah. Right.
I don't think so.
No.
It's 8,
definitely
six
not.
And a half people, 69%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So
six people on a corpse.
140. Yeah. It'd be 210 minus 3. It'd be 207 and 69 times 3.
So times 6. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
See,
I was trying to think of how many 69s need to happen.
Right.
I don't know what's divisible by
Sorry
what.
Sorry you had to hear that.
Yeah, that was painful.
Jordana Brewster.
Yep.
That is who I, right? She's the one with the eyebrows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From the faculty?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was my first.
And that stays with you.
It really does.
Yeah.
She's in the car franchise.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really go that far.
No.
Well,
I mean, she did.
Yeah.
But I was expecting, when I remember seeing, I was like, she's going to be like a movie star.
Yeah. She never quite.
You thought that was
with
like
eyebrows
the next...
like that? I mean,
yo, those are brows
Audrey
made
Hepburn
for the silver screen.
Level.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Obama.
Falcon and
Falcon.
Obama.
Yeah, Falcon was that was sort of a you know.
Yep.
I think the energy response of a falcon is very sexy.
Oh, they're powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful
a bird
birds
of prey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could train a falcon, but it'll still be a little stubborn. You know, it'll do
it's a little wild.
Yeah, might go grab something for you and come back, but on its own time.
If you love a falcon, set it free.
Yes.
I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Legs Wide Open is our new track.
That is
it's
sensational.
Our very first Menage a Trois Radio.
We'll make a cover
original
of that for you guys for the next.
You're welcome, please. Scott Stapp, for that.
He went bankrupt and is living in a hotel.
I know.
It's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Florida.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Florida. Florida's such an interesting place.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a terrible place.
It's kind of a cesspool in a lot of ways.
Have you guys hung out in like anywhere but Miami is just funny to me.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah, the
it's kind of its own animal.
Super snake.
Yeah. See, I don't even mind. In the swampy areas is where you at least get like funky.
It gets
wild.
But there's
outside of that, there's just a lot of strip malls, a lot of dog racing tracks.
Alligators eating toddlers.
Hey, mm-hmm. Great meth though.
Great meth.
Oh, I mean, the meth is top shelf.
But isn't that telling?
Telling?
Like, do you want to go to the place with the best meth?
If you're gonna go there, then
must
probably
go all the way.
Yeah.
If it's the best, so it's got to be good.
Like, I want to do the best drugs of all the drugs I'm gonna do.
Well, the things that would impress me is like best scotch, best weed. I don't think best meth is as like exciting for me personally.
Well, sure.
But
not a meth head.
That's right.
So you're white, you know.
Not yet.
Not right, because you haven't had
Florida
the best yet.
Yeah, you got to try the best, baby.
Yeah, then that's how they get you
down to the Sunshine State.
Yeah,
it's my fault. I haven't tried it.
Keep it green.
Let's get it wet.
Oh shit! All right, hold on.
Oh, Haas.
Splash.
Okay.
Haas is too busy thinking about my sister.
I know.
Oh my God! What did that sound?
And then this Haas.
Yeah.
That's the grapefruit lady. Have you seen that video?
Oh my God! Have I seen that video?
Yeah. We had.
That's our band's like favorite.
It's incredible.
We will play that. Like someone will just sneakily pull that video up at like a 3 a.m. drive. And then it's just that, like, it sounds like a robot panther. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, taking a shower, you know?
Yep.
It's
and then attacking the shower head.
It's the most amazing sound I've ever heard.
When she first does it, you don't see it coming.
Oh, it's the best.
No.
She's like, very professional, and then she's like, and then you suck the dick.
Yeah, yep. And then you suck his dick like you said you would.
Mm-hmm.
She's a national treasure.
Yeah. She's wonderful.
I'll say it.
And I envy anyone who has yet to see it and sees that for the first time.
That first experience is like, it's the best. It might be the hardest I've ever laughed.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we're late bloomers. It was shown to us
just
like
saw it.
Maybe 6 months ago.
I know.
It's been around for
it's
years.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And now we put it into our podcast.
Oh, wait. Is that what it just was?
That was that.
Oh.
That
I was
going to
say like that.
That.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, what do we do here, Lover?
Well, here we're going to have a contest between the three of us.
Okay.
Haas is going to judge.
So we gather excerpts from various mediums, not written to be sexy at all.
And then we make them downright sultry by trying to read them in our sexiest voice possible.
Haas, what's our source material today?
This week, you guys are going to be reading the WikiHow for playing a guitar. Oh, God.
This is for Paul.
Can I say it in Portuguese? Will that help me?
Yes, please.
No, I can't.
Yes.
I don't speak. Sorry.
Muito obrigado.
I'm trying to learn Portuguese, but not happening.
So
wow.
Yeah, so let's begin with Diana. You have your guitar how-to instructions.
All right, I got it.
And you know what? Just go ahead and make it sing, girl.
All right, I'm gonna make it sing. Identify the parts of the guitar. Whether you're playing an electric or an acoustic guitar, the instrument is essentially wood and metal. Copper wound strings vibrate to create sound. The wooden body resonates that sound to create the warm tones we associate with a guitar. Thank you.
Nice. All right, next up, Murph.
All right.
You have your guitar playing how to. Now strum it up, brother.
The least sexy introduction.
I know. I was getting there. I was in the mindset.
Damn.
Now go ahead and pluck that string.
The strings run between the headstock of the guitar, where they are affixed to tuning pegs that can be rotated to tighten and slacken them, and the bridge where they're fixed to the guitar's body. On an acoustic guitar, the strings are fixed to the bridge with removable pegs. And on an electric guitar, the strings are generally strung through an eyelet.
Damn.
Whoa.
I felt like I was going to eat barbecue after that, you know? I
was slather some sauce on it.
So good.
Last up, we have Paul, who's going to put the dick back in pick.
Damn.
I mean, better? I guess you're getting a little better.
I think that was better.
Yeah. Here's your how-to, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and think of me kissing your sister.
Wow. Oh, Haas. Man, Haas is heckling, trying to get in our heads doubling before down. We fucking it's do true. This.
Strummett Brothers, still my favorite.
Yeah.
So what you hear at like some just weird club in Florida.
Yes.
Where it's some dude 80s. Who goes every night and he's like so excited that
come
a band, you know.
Strummett Brothers.
Strummett Brothers, play the guitar.
I came all the way from the Keys for this, man.
All right.
Okay. It's about this guitar. The neck of the guitar is the long wooden piece of wood.
Mm.
Flat on one side and curved on the other.
Mm-hmm.
The fretboard is inlaid with metal frets that demarcate the different notes. An acoustic guitar will have a sound hole in the body where the sound will resonate, while an electric guitar will have as many as 3 magnetic pickups.
Damn.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
That was amazing. That was. I actually think this how to play a guitar is kind of sexy now.
I think it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had mm-hmm.
But you think,
wood,
yeah, the
hole,
parts of the guitar are, it's a very
inlaid,
sexy instrument.
Inlaid.
With metal.
Metal.
Demarcate.
Demarcate, exactly. I mean, damn.
Whew. Well, Haas,
okay.
You gotta
well,
judge.
This is tough, but my ruling is Paul's the winner.
Ah,
oh,
yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Who?
Congratulations.
Paul flattered.
Amazing.
Made it
wow.
wet.
Wow.
He did.
Oh, man.
Gotta get better at that.
You have.
Good.
You were, I was going. I was getting going.
Really?
I was.
Thanks.
I mean, I know I'm getting great.
Getting
what?
Great.
Excuse me?
Don't get good. Get great.
Yeah.
That's like a Trump.
That's like getting gravy. I was like,
Strummett Brother.
You, yeah, Strummett Brother.
Let's strum it on over to Virtual Sugar, brother.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
Pause.
Shut up, guys. Here we go.
All right. Well, we know you're married, but we want you to pretend just for a hot second that you're mm-hmm. not so
okay.
that we can take you on an improvised date.
We want to see you in action.
We want to see you in action. So
okay.
you are
just
yourself.
No
yeah,
pressure.
Totally.
And,
am I taking a pill? What's it?
Oh, yes.
Murph just handed him a small cup.
It should kick in about 20 minutes, and then we'll really get virtual
no,
sugar.
You pick one of our names. It's either Haas, Murph,
oh, okay.
or Diana, and then you go on a date with them.
Okay.
And anyone else can jump in and be part of mm-hmm. your date.
All right. I am on a date with Haas.
Oh,
yes.
Of course.
The hammers
hammer vacuum in the family.
Ooh.
Oh, all right. So Paul and Haas are going to go on a date. Me and Diana may dive
oh
in
my God.
If necessary.
I apologize. Haas is really bad at this. All right, ready?
And date begins now.
Right. Hey, what's up? Paul, man. Dude.
Hey, Haas.
Thank you for going on this date with me.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure, you know. So where are you from, Haas?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, cool. How long have you, like, you were born and raised there, or you live
yeah,
there now?
Yeah, I left, though. It's crazy. It's been so long now. I don't know. I've been in New York now 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a garbage man.
Awesome. Awesome.
It's good money.
That's what I've heard. Is it,
the summers, oof.
The summers must be rough, yeah.
It is smelly. Do you smell me? I'm pretty ripe.
You know, you smell all right. You know, I've smelled worse garbage mans. Men.
Cool.
But
well,
yeah,
I'll take that
me?
As a compliment.
Excuse me.
Yes. Hello.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah? You did not clear out my blue pail. You didn't take all the garbage. I chased you down the street. You did not clear all the garbage that I put on the curb.
Okay.
Okay. So here's another bag of garbage.
Oh, you're just going to hand me garbage? Lady, I'm off the clock, okay?
Are you?
Okay.
Because I saw you just smoking weed in my yard like half hour ago, taking half the garbage. So I pay taxes.
You're right. You know what? You're 100% right. I'm going to take your garbage.
Hi, are you also a garbage man?
No, I'm not.
Cool.
I'm a musician.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, Haas, you sound very interesting, too.
Wow. Hey,
you know?
Yes.
Bunch of used tampons in here.
Hey,
yeah.
Are you gonna keep those?
No, I'm giving them to you.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Garbage.
Oh, baby. Add it to the collection.
Wow.
Excuse me? Give me those, you pervert. Good day.
That's how you get rid of them, Paul.
Wow. So you taught, it's nice. You taught me a little bit about your job and your day to day.
I'm a bit of a collector too.
Yes. What else do you collect, Haas? That seems really interesting.
Well, I'm about found objects.
Cool.
You know?
Cool.
So I've got a typewriter collection. Mm. You know, I've got bones. make bone sculptures.
Cool. Do you combine the bones with the tampons? Make little creatures?
That's a good idea. Make a little house.
Right. Or a little thing with, hair.
You know, it's enough about me, though. Hey, what's your deal, man? You're a musician. Tell me your top five guys. Go.
Top five guys? Should they be
music? Who are your guys? Yeah. Who are your bands,
my dudes?
Baby. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I can start. I'll tell you mine, all right?
All right, yes.
Pitbull.
Awesome.
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
I'm Pitbull.
It's amazing. So you ever see Pitbull live?
And Flo Rida. That's number five.
So number five is Flo Rida. Okay, yeah. So four Pitbulls and a Flo Rida.
Yep. Those are my dudes. And yeah, of course I've seen them. Not in person. I live stream on YouTube.
Totally. Yes.
hey, you guys, got just a couple dollars I could borrow? I'm trying to get some bus fare down to Florida, get back to my hotel.
Hey, check out these cans, man. There's all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah.
He's
a garbage man. He knows. I mean, I got a couple bucks too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you guys for not making a big deal about it. Me being famous and all, it's, I know you guys are probably Creed fans and you don't want to be freaked out.
Look,
I know,
familiar.
You don't want to be freaked out. I have,
oh my God.
Yeah, I've got a lot of beer and I lost my right.
Did you write that
arm,
song, Legs Wide Open?
That was mine. Yeah.
That was yours, wasn't
that was
it?
Mine.
Wow.
That's right.
So what happened? Was it diabetes?
It was about an angel opening its leg. Wait, what?
Your arm. Diabetes?
Yeah. Type 3, actually, which is even more intense than the second.
I heard about
type.
That, yeah.
It's like an advanced form of diabetes. When we were on the road, man, just eating those Skittles, It's a lot of Skittles, too much sugar.
On the meth, too, right?
Yeah.
That's why you're moving to Florida.
That's why, yeah.
I mean, oh, my God, Scott Stapp.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Hi, I'm Beverly. I live in the neighborhood. I don't usually carry a bag of tampons around, but this garbage man won't take them away, so.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I mean, I'll take that off your hands, see if I can salvage it.
Oh, my God, that would mean so much to me.
Yeah,
Scott
sure.
Scott fucking Stapp.
Yeah, I'll see if
had a bag of my blood.
Sure. I'd sign one of them, but.
Do you need a ride somewhere?
I'd love a ride to Florida.
I have a car.
Trying to get a bus. You got a car?
Yeah, I mean, I have my sister's car.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I'm smelling a bit of a... Oh, no. I was going to say love connection. That's just tampons.
That's just a bag of tampons.
That's just the bloody tampons.
Menses smells like meat.
Yeah.
Old meat.
Yeah, it's old. But you know what? It's quality old meat. It smells like grade
my God.
A.
Maybe you want to write a song about it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna get the hell out of here.
Bloody me.
So one successful date.
Okay, see you guys later.
All right, I'll see you in Florida.
Well, somebody had a love connection.
I know.
What do you say, Paul?
Yes.
You and I take this to a bar that serves beer at this early hour that we find ourselves.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's loosen up a little,
Kept the date going.
That was a successful date.
Wow.
Whew.
Are you okay?
God, yes.
That was a lot.
Four pitbulls and a
flow rider.
Hi,
that was amazing.
Four pitbulls and a flow rider.
That was amazing.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Haas, that was the best date you've ever been on.
I feel really good about it. I just have to not be myself.
That's it. That's the key. The key is.
I tell you that all the time.
Just, leave yourself at the door and go in.
Four pitbulls and a flow rider.
I know. Four pitbulls and a flow rider is, that's got to be the name of an album or something.
Yeah.
Also
probably Pitbull's new record.
Probably, yeah.
The bone collecting.
Yeah. I want to see some of those bone tampon sculptures. Those would be.
The creatures.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the world there's modern art being made with bones and tampons.
Oh, yeah.
Used.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably
Sweden.
In Bushwick.
Or Bushwick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, fuck Sweden.
Yeah.
It's right next to Roberta's or something.
Well, that date was really good, but it made me a little bit sad.
Yeah. Mm. You know what else made me sad? Hmm. We got to say goodbye to Paul.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, sad.
But.
But our listeners do not have to say goodbye to Paul.
No, no, no.
Hit up Savoirador.com and follow them at Savoirador. Also, please visit PaulHammer.com.
Oh, God.
This is the oldest website in the world. There's currently a banner at the top of your website that says, new site coming in 2006.
Yeah.
Yes, please leave that there forever.
That is 10 years of not updating my website.
Yeah, yep. Well, I appreciate that.
You also have to see him in action at the Bowery Ballroom, August 12th. That's next week. Check him out and buy his damn record, The Love That Remains, which is coming out that same day. So it'll be a little record release.
And I've seen this band, Savoirador, live many times.
They are dope.
Totally awesome. So don't miss that show, folks. Thank you, Mr. Hammer. Ooh,
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We also legally have to thank our producer, Binge Horsey. That's Ben Hosley.
We never should have signed that contract. We gladly thank our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Please tweet at us at Menage Radio if you got any weird, fucked up shit to tell us.
Yeah.
Hey, Anonymous, come back to us. Ooh. Tell us, who are you and why are you jazzing off to photos of dead celebrities?
Yeah, and tell us why Hot Loop gets hot.
Yes, explain science to us as well.
Also, menageatoirradio.com is totally awesome.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Thanks to Scott Stapp for being a good sport.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy we had him in the studio.
Yeah.
Right before he died of diabetes.
Yep.
Type 3, is that a real thing?
Lost a limb. I couldn't say. Not a doctor.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.